Nozi Yerushalmi goes according to Nozi Bavli, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, the Medalef, at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud Alef. Nisha Nizek Alav Echa Min Adomim, Benitma, Rebleza Imer, Sosar, Ezekiel. Rebleza says if a Nozi became Tommy after the blood of one of his Kabbalah was thrown on the Mizbeach, this cancels everything. Homo Imer Yovi Shah Kabbalah Yisrael B'Yitaya. Obviously, he brings the other carbonus and becomes Tahor. Amuloi, Maase b'miyim ha-tadmuis, she-nizek alav echa min ha-domim, ugoo v'amulo, al-bita she mesukenet v'halchot matzosa she-nesa, v'amu chachomim tovi shah carbonus v'tataya. Obviously, a case occurred with Miriam from Talmud. After the blood of one of the carbonus was thrown, they told her that her daughter was dangerously ill. She went and found her dead. The sages ruled that she brings the other kabbalas and becomes tahira. The Gemara says, "Mechal v'shit says of Lezer." The Gemara asks of Lezer, seems to contradict himself. Taman, who amar lo yisasal ela lamed, v'achu amarachin. There, in the third perk, he says that tuma after malaysin, after full term, cancels only 30 days, and here he says they cancel everything. V'yichun amar soise kol gavanosav. V'yichun says here, Rav Lezer means that he cancels all of his kabbalas. Shita, though it should say nitma b'loy nasher. Obviously, if he became tummy without his hair falling out, Rav says in our Mishnah that this cancels everything. And she say now nasher b'achakach nitma. If his hair fell out and after he became tummy, what would Rav Lezer say? Now that he cannot shave, perhaps it doesn't cancel. Amar b'chinna b'loy b'bilevehi b'bileve shemisiu. Yuma says, isn't this Ubeleza? Ubeleza is from Beishamai. Tani Nozi Emirat Beishamai Oimim Sarach Lavia Ta'al Roishai Befil Oimim Ein Sarach Lavia Ta'al Roishai. It says, if a Nozi's hair fell out, Beishamai say that he must pass a razor over his head. Befil say he need not pass a razor over his head. Beishamai hold that he has to pass a razor over his head whether or not he has hair. Therefore, even if his hair fell out, he must become shaved, so to speak, for Tumma, and 7 days later, he should shave for Tahara, and bring all the carbonos, even what he brought before he became Tummy. Kain he must nisa, it should say Vitaya, Vyaricha, al Kobanaisov. Kain he must nisa, Tatava, Tavi, Shah, it should say Kobanai. Amisha should say he becomes Tahor, and afterwards brings his other carbonos. Amisha should say that the Chachamim ruled that Miriam becomes Tahira, and afterwards brings her other carbonos. Hanulach perek shlosha minim asurim. We begin now the seventh perek. Kohen gadol v'nazir ainu mekamin b'kriyvihim. A kohen gadol or nazir may not become tummy for a relative who died, but only for a meis mitzvah. In mahalchim baderech amatzim meis mitzvah, Rebbe Imer yitma kohen gadol ba'al yitma nazir. Rebbe says if a kohen gadol and a nazir found a meis mitzvah on the road, the kohen gadol should be matame and needs to bury him, and the nazir should not be matame. Where Chacham say the Nozir should bury him and become Tami and not the Kohen Gadol. But Ahem of Lezer Yitma Kohen Shein may be carbon al Timasai, Ali Yitma Nozir should may be carbon al Timasai. Lezer says that the Kohen should become Tami because he does not bring a carbon for his Tumah. The Nozir should not become Tami because he does bring a carbon for his Tumah. Amulai Yitma Nozir should Kedusha say Kedusha Shah, Kedusha Shah, but Al Yitma Kohen should Kedusha say Kedusha Sailam. Chacham say that the Nazir should be Tami because his Kedusha is not permanent, and Kohen's Kedusha is permanent. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, V'alkol nafshu ismeis lo yavoi, ma'an kainin. That it says about a Kohen Gadol, and for all dead souls he should not come. What does that possibly discuss? Im la isri aru achoikim, ha'ihu b'chol Kohen Hedget. It need not forbid him to become Tami to strangers because he's in the category at least of a Kohen Hedger, which a regular Kohen, who may not become time for strangers, but the Kohen Gadol has additional stringency over a Kohen Hedger. Since it did not need to teach about strangers, it used it to teach about relatives, that he may not become Tommy for his relatives, unlike a regular Kohen. Well, it says in the Pasuk for all dead souls, and then it gives a list for his father, his mother, etc., meaning that it explicitly forbids relatives, and you say that this drushing is coming to exclude relatives. We know already from the explicit possible. המבחי בגמדה מכאן איסה אחרי איסה בתורה. בגמדה אנס, זה בעצם, here we see that sometimes the Torah writes an איסה after an איסה, meaning it's a pasuk, as a second love on something that's already forbidden. אלא להתיר מייס מצווה. בגמרא answers that the pasuk comes actually to permit a kohen gadol to mitame for a mes mitzvah. It's better to expand a new law than to say that it comes to add a second mesasi. If the by nishminim in ador, the yidma bar ba'amav, ba'amav in a matame, matame hu la mes mitzvah. Don't want to learn this heta from lo yitame bar ba'amav, because it means for a mes amidst its nation, there are others to bury it, and so he may not become tame, but he is tame, he does become tame for a mes mitzvah. Is to buy a mishmina minhacha lehechaloi. Lehechaloi ain't a metame, aval metamehu ames mitzvah. So I want to learn it from the next word of the pasuk before, lehechaloi, to refrain himself without need, because there are others to bury it. He may not become tame, but he may become tame for ames mitzvah. Is to buy mishmina minador, ki killa selekim toloi, eshu muza akilla sashem muza al, hu ames mitzvah, vashen muza akilla sashem, ain't a muza ames mitzvah. I want to learn it from the pasuk that says in Dvarim Chof Aleph Chof Gimel, "Kavatik Berenu ki killes elekim toloi." One who is commanded not to curse Hashem, you are commanded to bury him if he is a meis mitzvah. One who is not commanded not to curse Hashem, you are not commanded about such a meis mitzvah. Sitivun hariyakum. The Gemara asks, "Well, Gentiles are commanded not to curse Hashem, but meis mitzvah does not apply to them." Elu shemisasam b'taliya yatzaveh shemisasa b'saif. The answer is that the pasuk discusses one whose execution for blasphemy is stoning and includes hanging, and this includes a gentile who is killed by the sword. Kavo mitzvahs ase minayin adnar b'sayach sayach shenerag boy aids shenit the boy suda shenechnak boy shesitim uleima tikburenu. The Gemara asks, kavo is mitzvahs ase. What's the source to include burying the sword with which he was killed, the wood on which he was hanged, the scarf with which he was choked? It says, Tikburenu. Yachol, Yikru, which you say, Yimai. You must suggest perhaps the saw, wood, or scarf is buried with him. Omeloima, Kikawa, Tikburenu, Kfur, Loi, or Eitzel, Abanoi, Hakeitzad, Mamik, Shlisha, Kadishle, Talim, and Machresha. You will reject that because the Pasuk says, Kikawa, Tikburenu, there's burial for him, and a separate burial for his wood or rock. How is this done? So he goes, three trochem deep into the ground, lest the plowshare bring them up. Tigurenu kuloi vlemiksasoi, tigurenu mikan chim shamimenu le asakulum. Tigurenu means the entire mason, not part of it. Tigurenu teaches that if he left over, I mean, if he didn't bury part, he didn't do anything, he was not, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. Shisina mata veloima, why does it say ki kavo tikvareinu? It teaches that it's a meis mitzvah only if roishu rubai means his head, the majority of his body, is there. Tani ubi yasa kum ubi yochanan, v'shem she'adam metame the meis mitzvah kach adam metame al eizman meis. Yosi sit in front of ubi yochanan, just like a person is become time for a meis mitzvah, so the person becomes time for a limb of a meis mitzvah. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, yesh, she said, yesh kan zu. Rabbi Yochanan objects, is there here a meis mitzvah? Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Zeira, she said, tepater b'choize, that Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Zeira, answered that the case that he already became tummy for the rest of the body and returned to become tummy for the remaining limb. Tani ubisi omer in adam metame al eva menachai me'aviv al adam metame al edsem kaseira me'aviv. The writer of Rabbi Yossi says that a kohen hedget does not become tame for eva menachai of his father, but he is metame for a bone kaseira the size of a barley seed from his father. Bida omer kashem she adam metame al edsem kaseira me'aviv kach metame al eva menachai me'aviv. Bida says that just like one is metame for a bone size of a barley from his father, so he is matame for an Eizman Achai of his father. Master of Yosi ben Pachsas, Shalas al-Aglai, Numi ben-Nichnas, Harife, Lechaitcha, Amalai, Vishetaniach by Kechutasara, Vaidiyeni, Chatra ve-Niach by Kechutasara, Vaidiyeni. A case occurred with Yosi ben Pachsas. His foot was infected with gangrene, the doctor entered to cut it off. He told the doctor, when you leave it connected like a hair's breadth, let me know. He cut it, left a hair's breadth, and informed him. Yossi called Nechunya his son and said, my son, until now you are obligated to deal with me, but from now onwards leave, because I may not become tame for even Achai of his father. The matter came to a Chachamim. They said about him, Yesh Sadik, there was a Sadik Oved, who was lost in his righteousness, meaning that the Sadik suffers and retains his righteousness.